This is Senator Al Simpson. Congress has again shown the country what Ethel Merman sang out years ago, "We can't say no." In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. A new fiscal year dawns, Ted, and once again Congress has proven its inability to make the really tough calls when it comes to the budget. Elected spendthrifts have driven the public debt limit to what is now $3 trillion. Even laws will not keep Congress from funding a bale of pet projects back home. Let's take that pen out of our hands and get the U.S. checkbook back in sync, Ted. I know all your lines, Ted. Take it all from defense, or it's the president's fault. Some money will be taken from defense, yet the burden will be balanced. And it's not presidential pork, Ted. It's congressional cock and bull. The buck stops here, with Congress, you and me, Ted. Bush doesn't vote. Let's get serious with serious budget cuts. What do you say? That'll gag you, won't it?
Al, I have a better barnyard word for your position. Hogwash. We should cut the deficit by cutting defense. And the deficit is partly the president's fault. President Reagan's, that is. The budget mess started with Reaganomics, and the Bush White House is still pushing the preposterous notion that we can cut taxes, increase spending for defense, and balance the budget, all at the same time. The Pentagon went on a spending binge. We gave away the Treasury and massive tax cuts for wealthy individuals and corporations. Something had to give, Al, and the deficits, what gave? Now we're saddled with $100 and $200 billion deficits as far as the eye can see. How does President Bush react? He piles on more deficit. He launches a new tax-cutting spree, a tax giveaway to the wealthy through a capital gains tax cut that will add billions of dollars to the deficit in future years. Republican fiscal responsibility? It's the latest oxymoron, Al. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on censorship of the arts. It's a bad idea. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.